We begin the current Daf Masechta Erevin Daf Samech Vav. We begin on the top line of the Gemara, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous Daf, and that is there was an episode that there were certain Talmid Chacham that came to an inn, and Erev Shabbos, the owner of the inn, which was a non-Jew, wasn't around. So therefore the Jews were able to make an Erev together. Then on Shabbos, the non-Jew comes. And the problem with a non-Jew, as we had been learning in this parak, is that you cannot make an Erev with a non-Jew. And therefore, the whole Chatzar is not just like a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, as all the Jews are when they make an Erev together. Because now you have the non-Jew, who also has a right-of-way over here, and therefore it's considered a joint area, which is not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, which is included in the Isser of requiring Erev Chatzeres. But you cannot make a one with a non-Jew. So what do? He came on Shabbos. So generally what you do when you have a non-Jew is you rent his property from him. The question they had was, can we rent his property from him on Shabbos? And basically the question was, there are two components that we know regarding Erev. One is what's called to do the Erev. To do the Erev, it has to be done from before Shabbos. That cannot be done on Shabbos. But then there's another element. There's an element of being a vatal yerushus, that you could say, I have nothing to do with this area, don't worry, I'm not going to make it forbidden you that I have the right of way. I'm taking away my right of way over here, and therefore it's left with all the other people that went ahead and made their Erev together. So the question was, does renting the area from the Nachri on Shabbos, would that be the same as Erev, and therefore that would not work because that has to be done from before Shabbos? Or would it be like the other halach of Erev, which is to be mevatel rishus, which it could be done on Shabbos, therefore the same would apply to regarding renting the Nachri's property on Shabbos, and therefore then they would be able to continue to carry because they're negating him by renting his property from him on Shabbos. So therefore they had done that and they came to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that was okay. You can rent the property from him on Shabbos, that we view it not like Ma'ariv, not like an Erev which has to be done on before Shabbos, but rather as Bitl Rishus, which is nullifying your right of way over there, which is allowed to be done on Shabbos, which is where our current daf begins. Tohu ba Nardoi. The Nardoians, they had wondered about this. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? That we're equating someone that's renting the Nachri's Rishus, the non-Jew's property, on Shabbos to someone that's Mevatel Rishus, and that's why that can be done on Shabbos and not to a Ma'arev, as a person that's making an Erev, which has to be done from before Shabbos. But Vam Rabbi Yochanan said explicitly, Seichu k'ma'arev dami. He said a statement which that the Seichu has halacha like the halachic concept of making an Erev. Now, my love, doesn't it make sense to say that he was saying this halacha, that ma ma'arev mebayayim, just like to make an Erev, which is to take everyone's food and put it in one person's home. That has to be done from before Shabbos. So too, regarding renting the non-Jew's property, that he should not create a problem over here in this chatzar, also has to be done from before Shabbos. So how could Rabbi Yochanan have said that you can go ahead and rent it on Shabbos when he's saying that it has halacha like ma'arav, which has to be done from before Shabbos? The Mishnah Gemara answers, loy. No, it's not true. Rabbi Yochanan was equating this renting the non-Jew's property to ma'arav was not for a stringency. Rather, as we had said this klal previously, that every halacha regarding Erevin, it goes lahakal, was going leniency, and therefore the Gemara brings three different comparisons and parallels that there is from renting the non-Jew's property to ma'arav, but they're all leniencies, whereas it wouldn't be used in the stringency, which would be regarding, can you do it on Shabbos? Regarding doing it on Shabbos, we would not equate it to ma'arav. Then we would compare it to mevatel rishus. This that Rabbi Yochanan is saying that we equate sachar to rent the non-Jew's property to ma'arav, that was regarding three other areas which are leniencies. As the Gemara says, just like as it is recreating the Erev that you collect from every single person something and put it in one person's home to see it as if everyone lives there, it could even be something that's worth less than a Shava Pruta. The equivalent we were making that when you come to rent the property from the non-Jew, you could give me even something that's worth less than the Shava Pruta, that would also work. The second area of a leniency that we're comparing this to rent the non-Jew's property from an Arv, who's ma'arav, just like we find regarding creating an Erev, afilu schirei v'lekitoi, that is, as we had previously learned, Dav Samach Dalet, that if regarding a worker or someone that rents an area by the non-Jew, if let's say he is a Yisrael, a Jew, then the Yisrael can give an Erev for that area, even though he doesn't own the property, he's just a worker or he just rented a spot over there, but he could be considered some type of like an emissary or a shliach or some bimkoim, he's in the place of that, just his giving the Erev would be enough to be considered the Nachri's Rishus as part of the Erev. That is what we're comparing. Same thing as regarding to rent the non-Jew's property. That is, let's say the worker that works a whole year or a seasonal type of worker, that worker is a non-Jew, because if he was a Jew, then you wouldn't have to go out and rent it from him. Then you could just do, as we had just said before, that he can give it as part of the Erev. So if the worker is a non-Jew, then you could rent from him his owner's property And therefore, that would also take care of the problem, even though it's only the worker, just like it works regarding Eruv, same thing it works regarding the renting of his property. And the third area where we find this parallel, that we're comparing to renting the non-Jew's property to making the Eruv, again, which is only as a leniency, uzumamav, just like we find regarding creating an Eruv, that when you have chamisha shishruin b'chatzar achas, when you have five people living in one courtyard, as we said that the structure of their towns was that there would be homes that would open up at their courtyard, those courtyards would open up into the mavoi, which those mavoi would open up then into the rishos harabim. So in a courtyard had five homes opening into it, that echad ma'arav al dekul, and that one person could go ahead and create the air for all of them. Which Rashi explains means to say, if let's say there's two different courtyards with an opening between the two courtyards, and they're coming, they want to join together that they can carry throughout both courtyards, every one of those people that live there on Shabbos. So one person takes the Eruv, which was made for that courtyard. He goes ahead and he's the shliach for all his chaverim, and he goes ahead and he puts that Eruv into the other chatzar. That is because what that is the halacha. When you're joining two different courtyards, you take the every courtyard has to have its own Eruv. So then those five people that had collected, put in one person's home, one person can go ahead and take that and bring it to the other courtyard. We don't have to have all five going ahead and joining individually again with the next courtyard. So chinami, that same principle is what we're saying a leniency regarding renting the non-Jew's property is chamisha. When you have five Jews, shashruyin, that are living in the same courtyard with the non-Jew, b'chatzar achas, that in one courtyard, echad seicher, that we only need one Jew to rent from the non-Jew, adei kulan, he is going to be considered the shliach for all of them. And therefore, again, it's resolved this question that we had regarding Rabbi Yochanan. How could he have said that you could rent a non-Jew's property on Shabbos, which would be saying that it's the equivalent of being mevatel rishos, that to say I don't have any right of way over here, which could be done on Shabbos, when he says it's kema'arav. And that we said this, that he says kema'arav is regarding these three different areas of leniencies. One regarding that could be even less than Shabbat Pruta. Another one that it doesn't have to be the owner, the non-Jew himself. It could be even his worker. And the third one is that we said that it only has to be one Jew renting from him, and it doesn't have to be all of them to go ahead and rent that non-Jew's property. So regarding this original halacha of Rabbi Yochanan, which was the one mentioned on the previous daf, which is where we had begun today's daf with the Nardoyans who asked on that, the Gemara says, Tohi ba Rabbi Lazar, that Rabbi Lazar, he was trying to understand and analyze the understanding and the explanation for this halacha that we had said in the previous daf of Rabbi Yochanan, that if someone, that we can rent from the non-Jew on Shabbos, and then the Yisraelim could be mevatel, they were shus one to the other, which, and therefore they're going to say, we don't have the right of way, we don't have the right of way. Only one Jew is going to have the right of way. And then it's going to be considered like a rishus yachad. There was something that was bothering Rabbi Lazar regarding this halacha. But the Gemara doesn't say what exactly was his problem with this halacha, that again, that they could rent from the non-Jew on Shabbos, and then the Jewish people will have no non-Jew getting in the way of their creating it as the area of one of the Jews. So I'm Rabbi Zeris said, "My tired Rabbi Lazar, what was this that was bothering Rabbi Lazar? What was he trying to understand?" So I'm Rav Sheshes responded, and he says, "Gavur Rabbi Rabbi Zeris, such a great Talmud Chacham like Rabbi Zeris, lo yoda my tired Rabbi Lazar. He didn't know what was bothering Rabbi Lazar. What was this that he was trying to understand? Kokashli, what was bothering him was the Shmuel Rabbi. How does this flow together with a halacha that was taught him by Shmuel his Rabbi? Damar Shmuel, that Shmuel said three halachas." Any place where, when you have two areas open to each other, that if they don't make an Erev, they're going to make it forbidden one on the other to carry in their respective areas. Uma Arvin. And that is, if they wanted to make an Erev, they could have made an Erev. Then the halacha is Mavatlan. Then, if they forgot to and they did not make an Erev, then on Shabbos, they can Mavatl the Rishus from one of them to one of them, which would then be considered as if the whole entire chatzar is to the one that they were mevatel the rishus to. And then it would be permitted for everybody to carry in the whole entire area as long as all the other people do not carry from their homes into the courtyard. Only from the house of that individual who he was the only one that was not mevatel the rishus, everybody else was saying, I don't have a right of way, I don't have a right of way. There was only one person that kept the right of way. Therefore, we view the courtyard as an extension of his home. So he can carry from his home into the courtyard. Everybody else could also carry into the courtyard, because again, it's like as if they're in his home. They just can't carry from their home into the courtyard. But that's the idea. This would be a case of when you could use the halachic principle of being mevatel derishus, because it has these two components of that. If they do not go ahead and make an Erev, they're going to make it forbidden one or the other to carry in the chatzar. And they have the ability to make an Erev on Erev Shabbos if they wanted to. The second principle, Shmuel said, was ma'arvin ve'ein oisin. But let's say they have the halachic ability to make an Erev on Erev Shabbos. But if they would not make it, they would not make it forbidden one or the other to carry in their respective areas. It's only like what's called the Rav Chedemel, so that they can gain extended areas to carry if they make an Erev. Or the third case, which is the reverse of that, if Aisrin Ve'ema Arvin, if they did not make it an Erev, they would make it forbidden one or the other, and they cannot even make the Erev, even if they wanted to, but they don't have both principles. Then, Ein Mevatlim. Then regarding both of these last two cases, you cannot use the halachic principle of being Mevatl Yerushus to the other, and therefore leaving it as if there is only one person owning the area. That would not work, and therefore it's not something that can be used in that type of a case. To which now the Gemara explains these three cases of Shmuel, these three principles, what exactly are the cases that they're talking about. Kalmokim Sho'isin Uma'arvin. We said that regarding any place where it has these two principles, that they're oisrin, that is, if they would not make an Erev, they would make it forbidden one or the other because they both have the right of way, and now it's not considered a Rishus HaYochid, it would be a joint area. Therefore, if they don't make an Erev, it would make it Aser. And Ma'arvin, that we said, but and they have the ability to go ahead and make an Erev. Then we said Mevatlam. Then we said that then on Shabbos, if they forgot to make an Erev, the others can be Mevatl, nullify their right of way there, and therefore we're left with one person, he's the last man standing. Then we view it as totally his, and therefore everyone can carry in the Chatzar because it's considered his Chatzar. What's this type of a case? Kagoing base Chatzar is Zulif Numizum. It's told in the case when you have two courtyards, one from within the other. And that is, the only way the inner one could get out to the Rosh Hashanah is to go through the outer courtyard, then to get outside. As Rashi explains, where the inner courtyard did not make their own Erev, in other words, for all the homes there, then you have these two elements. You have A, that they make it Asra on the outer one, and that is because even according to the Rabbanan, who argue in Rebbe Kiva, later on in this parak, they agree that in the case of where it's what's called Regel HaSura B'mkayma, if these people, which is what we're talking about, the inner courtyard, that they're forbidden in their place, they have nowhere to carry even in their own domain because they didn't make an Erev, then they are Iserish Leibim Kaima, then they make it forbidden even not in their place, which would be, in this case, the outer courtyard, because of the right of way that the inner courtyard has to go through the outer one. And therefore, they're considered oisras, that they make it forbidden the outer courtyard. And it also has the second element, that if they wanted to make an Erev with the outer courtyard, they could make the Erev. And therefore, that's the case that we said, if they forgot and they didn't make an Erev, then you have that third component, that then the people from the inner courtyard can be mevatel their right of way to the outer courtyard. And therefore, we view it as if they don't have the right of way, and then they could carry in the outer courtyard, we view it as only the domain of the outer courtyard, who they did go ahead and make an Erev. That's the case that we're talking about, that they're Eisrin Uma'arvin, and therefore, they can be mevatel, the inner one can be mevatel their Rishos in the outer courtyard, and then everyone could carry because there was an Erev that was made. Regarding the second case, we said Me'arvin ve'ein oisrin. Let's say it's talking about a case where they could make an Erev, but if they didn't make an Erev, they would not make an Asa one on the other. What's that? And then therefore we said in such a case Ein Mevatlin. Then in that type of case, you cannot be Mevatl Yerushos. What's that type of a case? Kegoin Beis Chatzeris. It's talking about when there's these two courtyards that each one individually open up to the Mavi or to the Rosh Hashanah. You don't have to get from one to the other to get to the Rosh Hashanah. They both are open. However, Upesach Echad Beinayan. And there's an opening between these two courtyards that if they wanted to, they could make an Erev between each other. And if they don't want to make an Erev one with the other, they would individually be mutter in their own courtyards. And in such a case, we said that Ein Mevatlin, that there you cannot go ahead and be Mevatl. If, let's say, they wanted to carry from one rishus, from one chatzar to the other chatzar, you're not allowed to be mevatel your rishus, your chatzar to the other chatzar, because the takana of the rabbanon of bittel rishus, what was instituted to allow, although generally what we really require is an erev, but if you didn't do, we say, okay, you could nullify, as if to say you don't have a right of way, that was only where you're going to make it forbidden one on the other that they don't have their own respective areas to carry in. But in this case, we have two side-by-side chatzeris, which in the front, they open up to the Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, they have their own area, because if they didn't make an Erev together, they would not make it forbidden. Each chatzer is its own domain. They just have the ability, if they want to, they could make an Erev and then make it even more, that each one could go into the other. For that, we didn't allow Bittel. We only allowed Bittel when we have both principles. One, that if they were wanted to, they could have made the Erev. And also, if they didn't, that they would make it Usser. Then you could use Bittel. But in this case, where they would not make it Usser, we don't allow Bittel. That was the second case. Finally, the third case, which is the point of contention, which is the one that was bothering Rebbe Elazar from the teaching of Shmuel regarding this halach of Rebbe Yochanan, was Eisrin Ve'ema Arvin. We said if it's a case where each one will make it us or one on the other, but if they wanted to, they could not have made an Erev, then Eimavatlin. Then we say they cannot be Mavatl one to the other, their Rishuyas. What is that case talking about that is coming to include? Lav lasuya nachi, isn't it coming to include a case of when you have a non-Jew that lives amongst two Jews in the same courtyard? Where there you have the element of that each Jew will make it us one on the other, because that you have two Jews who, if they don't make an Erev, it's going to be a problem. But you don't have the element of being able to be ma'ariv to make an Erev because of the non-Jew. You can't make a Erev Chatzeris in the courtyard where there's a non-Jew, because he's going to make it usur even if you make an Erev, because he has a right of way and he cannot be included in the Erev. And in such a case is what we're saying, that is, again, that it's Eisrin and you cannot be Ma'arv, that then you cannot be Mevatel, you can't be Mevatel Yerushas. And as the Gemara continues to explain this question, well, how do you understand this case? Ve'ida asami etmal, and if the non-Jew had already come from before Shabbos, why would this case be called Eisrin ve'ein Ma'arvin? We understand why it's called Eisrin, that they make it forbidden one or the other, because until they make an Erev, but why is it called that they cannot make an Erev? Loiger me'etmol. They could rent the domain of the non-Jew from yesterday on Friday, which you can do, and then once they rented it, then they can go ahead and join together and make an Erev. Why would two Jews living with a non-Jew be considered that ein Ma'arvin, that they can't make an Erev? So we continue on to Amud Beis, which is this the point of the problem of Rabbi Elazar with the halacha of Rabbi Yechanan. So how would we have to understand this case? Must be that it's talking about a case when the non-Jew came on Shabbos. And therefore we learn that this is a case of Eisrin ve'ein Ma'arvin, that you can't make an Erev, because what are you going to say, rent the domain from the non-Jew? Obviously we're saying that since he came on Shabbos, that you cannot rent it from him. And since you cannot rent from him, it would be too late to go ahead and make an Erev, because what happens is that obviously that Bittul Rishus was not instituted only in a case where you could make an Erev from before Shabbos when the Nachi was there. And therefore, that's what we're saying, Ein Mevatel, that you cannot be Mevatel. Shema Minah, from this is where we understand what was bothering Rabbi Elazar, from that he had heard from the teaching of his Rebbe Shmuel with this halacha of Rabbi Yechanan. Because Rabbi Yechanan should have said that it was usur to rent on Shabbos. Because here's a non-Jew came on Shabbos. If the non-Jew came on Shabbos, that is the case that we're talking about, of that Eisrin, that the two Jews make it usur, and Ein Ma'arvin. Why Ein Ma'arvin? Because it means that they can't make it on Friday. They weren't able to make the Erev. Why couldn't they make the Erev? Because the non-Jew wasn't there to rent the property from him to go ahead and make the Erev. So although he wasn't there and it wasn't a problem, but now when it comes on Shabbos, there's nothing we could do about it. We cannot go ahead and rent it from him now and then to go ahead and let's say be Mevatel or Shuris together, because that's obviously what the case is talking about. And therefore, that was what was bothering Rebbe Elazar, that it seems to be that Rebbe Yechanan should have said that it's usur to rent the domain on Shabbos, that was the case of that Ein Ma'arvin and therefore Ein Mevatlin. Another Gemara goes back to explain one of the statements of Shmuel that was mentioned on Amud Aleph. Rav Yosef said, Lo shmi li hoshmaita. I didn't hear this statement, this teaching of Shmuel that we had mentioned, that he said when you have two courtyards, one from within the other, that there we said that they could be mevatel, their right of way to the outer courtyard, which was the first halacha, when we said as both components, when there would be us or one on the other, which is the inner courtyard that has the right of way and the outer courtyard. Therefore, they're considered as if they dwell there because that's their way out to go to Rosh Hashanah. And they also have the ability of making an Erev if they wanted to. If they didn't, then that's where we said they could be mevatel on Shabbos their right of way, and then they would be permitted to carry in the outer courtyard, because we don't view the inner courtyard as if they have any right of way over there. And the outer courtyard, they made their Erev. And that reviews it, said, I didn't hear this statement. I don't recall ever hearing this. So Amli Abai told Rabbi Yosef, what do you mean? At Amr Nahalan, you told us this halacha. As Rashi explains, Rabbi Yosef became ill and he forgot his learning. And Abaya, his student, used to remind him of all the teachings that he himself used to teach. And says, not only did you teach us this halacha, Vaho Amr Nahalan, and you told us regarding this following halacha. Damash Shmuel, that Shmuel said elsewhere, he said, Ein bitul reshus mechotzer lechatzer. You cannot go ahead and use this principle of being mevatel yerushus as if to say I don't have a right of way and therefore we can consider it all totally yours. We don't do that from one courtyard to another courtyard. In the same courtyard, then we'll say that you can mevatel, you can make it a problem for the other person to carry over there, then we say you could use bitl. But in the case of when it's from different courtyards where it's just to, let's say, add on, extend areas, then we didn't. And also, ve'ein bitl reshus b'churva. We're not allowed to use this principle of being mevatel, nullifying my right of way, regarding a destroyed home, which is, let's say there's a home on one side of that destroyed building and another home on the other side, and you have this destroyed one in between, and you have these two homes that are open into that destroyed one. There it's forbidden to utilize that area unless that they made an Erev. In such a case, we said that they're not allowed to be mevatel. There was just one to the other to permit one of them to carry in and take out from his home into that chorba, because the Rabbanan did not allow this concept of bitl reshus, as we said before, only regarding a chatzar that's in front of the home. That there the Rabbanan would makel, because since people's, at least in the times of the Gemara, most of their utility, things that they would use, would be in their courtyard. So therefore, for there, it's a very important tzairich. And therefore, if one of the homes, let's say, did not join the Eiv, we allow them to do bittel so everyone could use their chatzar. But regarding adding on extending areas which are not integral and intrinsic to what people need, which would be, let's say, from one courtyard to another courtyard, or it would be, let's say, this churva, this extra building that was destroyed between the two buildings, for that, we did not allow this concept of bittel. So regarding that halacha, va'amritan Allah, and you told us regarding this statement of Shmuel, that ki amr Shmuel in bitl rishus mechatz lechatz, that when did Shmuel say that you cannot use this principle of being mevatel your right of way from one kortra to another kortra, you told us lo yamaran, he didn't limit this, he didn't say that it's forbidden, el shtichat tzeirisu pechasech echad beinein, only if there's two side-by-side courtyards, which each one individually opens up to the Rosh Hashanah, and between the two courtyards, there's an opening, where that was, again, as the other case we had said there on Amud Aleph, where they would not make it loy asri. They would not make it forbidden one on the other if they don't make an Erev. They just wouldn't have the extension of the other chatzar, but each one would be allowed to carry in this chatzar. That is where Shmuel said, just to extend, to make it more, that we didn't allow this exception of bittel. Avazulif nemizu, but you told us, but when it's one within the other, then you told us, because since one makes it forbidden on the other one, which is the inner courtyard people, they make it forbidden on the outer courtyard people if they're not joined together with an Erev because of the right of way that they have through there. And therefore we view them as if they live there, and therefore it's not a considered Rishus HaYachid of those outer people that made an Erev because they didn't join with the inner ones who are considered constituents. That case you told us, the Shmuel would agree that Mevatlin, that the inner courtyard people could nullify their right of way that they had if they did not make an Erev, even for themselves, because then they would be considered a regal hasur bim kaima, that they're forbidden in their place, and they would make it forbidden when now that it's loy bim kaima for the outer one, until they go ahead and they make a bittul. Then you told us that Shmuel would agree that then they could go ahead and make a bittul, because then you have both components of oisin uma arvin. So therefore, how can you say that you never told us this halacha of Shmuel? So Amalei Rav Yishai responded to Abaya, Ana amina b'shmei de Shmuel hachi, is it really true? Could have been that I said this type of a statement of Shmuel? But it doesn't, I understand, possibly I forgot some of my learning, but it doesn't shtim, it doesn't work well with another statement of Shmuel. V'amar Shmuel, but Shmuel said, Ein lonu be'ervin. We don't have to add on any permissions regarding leniencies and halachas of Ervin. Ela Kaloshan Mishnah saying only like the terminology that's used in our Mishnah, which is a Mishnah later on, that says Anshi Chatzir, it uses a singular term that the people of the courtyard, Veloy Anshi Chatzeris, but not the people of the courtyards. And that is, there's a Mishnah later on, Samachtes and Abayis, that says that the people of the courtyard, that one of them forgot to go ahead and join in the Erev, then he gives over his right of way. But what Rabbi Yisrael is saying, which was from the halacha of Shmuel, that obviously you see that by one courtyard is where we said the concept of bittel, of nullifying your property, but not by two courtyards. And as Rashi says, this end of the statement where he says that it was said anshe chatzer, v'le anshe chatzer rois, not plural, this wasn't the statement of Shmuel, rather Rabbi Yisrael was inferring from the statement of Shmuel that obviously that you see that in all cases when there's two courtyards, that bittul is not going to work even when you have one within the other, because that is the diuk. The inference is that only one courtyard bittul works. Even in the case of where you're saying you have both components of Eisrin and Ma'arvin, doesn't make a difference since it's the inner courtyard and it's outer courtyard, two different courtyards. That doesn't work, the concept of bittul. It's only anshi chatzir, not chatzir ois. So Amalei Sabai responded to Rav Yosef, Ki amrit lon, ein lonu be'ervin, ele kalosha mishnah seinu, when you told us this other statement of Shmuel, that we cannot add on more, in other words, we're limited to the leniencies of Ervin, as the terminology is specific in our Mishnayos, you didn't tell it to us for this dik, this inference that you're making, that it seems to be anshe chatzir v'lo anshe chatzeres. That's not true, as the other statement of Shmuel says that you could do it if it's one within the other. But aha amertlan, you explained to us that what is its case specific, how the terminology of the Mishnah is, that's regarding a different Mishnah later on. That there it says, shahamovu lechatzeres, that the concept of mavoi, in regards to what join in that mavai, which are the different chatzers, the courtyards that open up into that mavai, is the same as kechatzel labatim. It's the same as a courtyard, that the homes open up into the courtyard, which is that this Mishnah in this parak, that the diuk of Shmuel was, that it was regarding the terminology of chatzei rois and batim, that regarding courtyards and homes, on that we learn later on, that a mavoi is not called a mavoi, an alleyway, which would be permitted with the halachic principle of a lechi and a kairu, with a side post and a crossbeam, until there are homes and courtyards that open up into the mavoi, which are two chatzeirois, two courtyards into one mavoi, and two homes in every chatzer, in every courtyard. That was what Shmuel meant to say when he says we only have what the terminology of our Mishnah is, because it was comparing the mavoi to the chatzer, just like a chatzer has to have homes open up into the chatzer, so through the mavoi has to have chatzeirois open up to the mavoi. That was their structure of how their towns used to be. And that's what we were comparing the mavi to the chatzer. That's what we meant by the Mishnah. But not to make this inference of anshe chatzer and anshe chatzeris, that if it's two different courtyards, you can't do bittel. If it is one within the other and they have the right of way, and then it's like we said, oisin emma arvin, then we could go ahead and do the principle of bittel. The halacha, other statement of Shmuel was going on a totally different concept regarding mavi lechatzeris, kechatzer labatim. So now the Gemara goes back to the statement that we just mentioned, gufa, amar Shmuel. Ein bittel rishus mechatzel lechatzel, that the concept of being mevatel, nullifying your right of way, cannot be done from one courtyard to another courtyard, only in that actual courtyard, or as Abaye said, from the internal one to the external one. The ein bittel rishus b'churva. And so too, it doesn't work for, let's say, this neighboring churva that's between these two homes, that we don't allow utilizing this exception of bittel form. That is the statement of Shmuel. That's what we mentioned before. However, for Rabbi Yechanan, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, he argues, and he says, Yesh bitl reshus mechatz lechatzer. It's not true. You could even utilize the concept of bitl from one courtyard to another courtyard to go ahead and extend and to be able to use the other courtyard and join them together. And v'yesh bitl reshus b'chor, but there is the concept of bitl reshus with that destroyed building between these two homes. So that is a machlekes that Rabbi Yechanan argues in Shmuel. The Gemara of Tzricha, we needed to say that they argue in both cases. It seems to be the same idea. Do you use it only for the chatzer, which is what's integral, or even to extend past that, which is the same as two courtyards or the churva between them? And then the Gemara says, no, we needed to say that they argue by both. Diyash mi'inan mechatz lechatzer, had we only said the argument they have between two different courtyards, b'hakam Shmuel, I would have thought only there is where Shmuel says that bittel doesn't work, mishum dehotash mishlucha, because this courtyard, they have their own utilizations that they do in their own courtyard, v'hotash mishlucha, and they go ahead and they use their own courtyard, and therefore we're not going to allow to extend what's more than necessary, because they already have their area. Avul churva, but regarding the destroyed building between the two homes, ditashmishta chadul tarvayu, with there, that area is something that is shared by both neighboring homes, where there, if we don't allow them to go ahead and do bittel, they're going to make it forbidden one on the other, and they cannot use that area of the churva. Even moidid la lebiyechan, I would say that there, Shmuel would agree to biyechan, and that there you would say that yes, bittel, that there you could go ahead and be mevatel one rishus to the other. And same thing in reverse. V'chiyat me'baha, if we only said the halacha of the churva, that there is where they argue, b'ha kam Rabbi Yochanan, I would have thought only there is where Rabbi Yochanan says that there you could use bittel, as we just explained, because that's something that they would make it us one or the other. Abahach, but regarding the case of the two different courtyards, moidilei l'shmol, there I would say he agrees to Shmuel that there you cannot use the concept of bittel. Tzricha, that's what you have to say, their argument regarding both cases. Now the Gemara clarifies this halachic statement of Shmuel. Amar Abayis, Abayis says, as he said before, previous in the Gemara, Hadam Shmuel in bittel reshus mechatz lechatzer. This that Shmuel said, that you cannot use the concept of bittel, of nullifying your right of way from one courtyard to the other courtyard, again, leaving it with only one person, he's the last man standing, because everyone else says, I don't have a right of way, I don't have a right of way, we're left with one person, so now it's only his, and therefore everyone can carry it, because it's his reshus ayachid, which you could carry in someone's yard. Lo yamoran el b'shtei chatzeros, u'pesach echad b'nein. So this that we said that you cannot use bittel from one courtyard to another courtyard, that was only when you have two parallel courtyards, which each one opening up, they have their own opening into the Rishus Aram or the Mavoi, but there's an opening between the two of them. As we explained, that since they're not going to make it us a one on the other, it's just that you can gain more area, that's where he says you cannot use bittel. But when you have one courtyard within the other one, that the only way they can get out is through the external one. So therefore, since the inner one, if they don't make their own Arab, which is, again, based on the halachic machlekes of the Rabbanu and Rabbi Kiva, that there the Rabbanu would agree that then if the inner chatzar people, they're in the courtyard, they don't make their own Erev, they're considered regal hasur b'mekayim, that they have nowhere to carry, even in their own area, that there the Rabbanu agree that they make it their oiseres shalim b'mekayim, they make it forbidden even in not their own area, which would be the outer courtyard, because since they have the right of way to go through it, we view them as if they're living there. So then mevatlin, there Shmuel agrees that then the inner courtyard people could be mevatel their right of way in the outer courtyard, and therefore once they go ahead and do the bittel, then the outer courtyard people could go ahead and carry in their outer courtyard by themselves. That's Abai's interpretation in Shmuel, that it's not absolute, that there are cases that you could do bittel even from one chatzah to another chatzah. Rava Amar, Rava argues in Abai. He says, "Afilish tichatzei zulifnim mizu." Even the case Abai that you're saying is an exception that Shmuel would agree, when you have one courtyard within the other one, that there you could go ahead and do a bittel. It's not true. Pa'am mevat. You're right. Sometimes you could do bittel. U'pa'am emein mevat. But sometimes, even though it's going to make, the inner one's going to make it usher on the outer one, and they could do ma'arvin, still there are cases that you cannot go ahead and use the principle of bittel. So the Gemara, Rav explains, Ketzat, how do we understand this? What are the cases that you would say bittel, and what are those that you would not say bittel? So he says, Nasnu eruvin bechitzayna. So again, we have these two courtyards, the inner one, the outer one, and we want them to join together. They want it to be joined. So let's say they went and placed their Erev in the outer courtyard. As Rashi says, what they used to do was, when they would be joining two different courtyards together, each one would take the Erev that they made in their own courtyard, which was to permit their immediate Erev, their immediate courtyard, they would take that Erev and put it into the neighboring courtyard to make it as if they're all in this one area, just like we do with a regular Erev in the Chatzar, where everyone takes from their home and puts it in one home. Here they would take from all the Chatzaris, let's say if there's two, so we take it from one Chatzar and put it into that other Chatzar, they would bring it into that one. So let's say they put their Erev in the outer courtyard. The Shachach Echad, and one of them forgot, again, that's where the principle of bittel comes up, when you forgot to do an Erev. And then on Shabbos, you have to say, okay, I don't have a right of way, so don't make believe I'm not a here, and I'm not going to make a problem, because I'm the only one that's causing a problem, because I didn't join the Erev, so let's say I'm not part of it. So, the Shachach Echad, one person forgot to join in the Erev. Now, there are two cases in this case. Bein min apnimis, whether the one that forgot to join, again, when we put the Erev in the outer courtyard, whether he's one of the people from the inner courtyard, or the second case is, or whether even if he's one from the outer courtyard, and he did not join the Erev, that case would make both courtyards be us to carry. And this is where Rabbah says that bittel would not work, as the Gemara later on will explain why bittel won't work. But this is one of the cases, although it's a courtyard within the other one, that is a case where we don't allow bittel. So that was two cases, as we're going to explain. If the one who forgot was from the inner courtyard, or the one who forgot was from the outer courtyard, again, the case where the Erev was in the outer courtyard, but that one person forgot to join, then everybody's going to be usher to carry. Then, Nasnei Reuven Pipnimis. A different case is, if let's say they put the Erev in the inner courtyard, and that is the people from the outer courtyard went and brought their Erev that was to join the two Chatzeres, they went and placed it into the inner courtyard. Now, B'shochach Echad Min HaPnimis V'lo Erev. Now, the third case is, and regarding when they put the Erev in the inner courtyard, one of the people from the inner courtyard forgot, and he did not join in the Erev. Again, Shtei and Asuris, both courtyards are going to be forbidden. And again, in this case, Bittel would not work. However, the final of the four cases is, when again, regarding when you put the Erev in the inner courtyard, Shachach Echad Min HaChitzayin Abalei Erev, if let's say someone from the outer courtyard, he forgot it and did not join in the Erev, then Penimis Muteres, the inner courtyard is permitted through the Bittel of that, from that one person of the outer courtyard that forgot to join together, and they had placed their Erev inside the inner courtyard, and they had the right of way, because they had joined together with the inner, so we view it as one big courtyard, so the outer people had the right of way in the inner courtyard, and therefore making it forbidden, again, because of the right of way that they had. And now, because since this person of the outer courtyard forgot, and he did not join together by making the Erev, so he makes it Aser, Shaloi Bimkayim, and not in his immediate place, since he has the right of way over there. In this case, Shmuel would agree that that the one from the outer courtyard could be mevatel his right of way that he has inside the inner courtyard. And therefore, since he could mevatel it, the people from the inner courtyard by themselves would be permitted. However, v'chitzei nasra, but the people from the outer courtyard would still be forbidden, because in their own place, in their own outer courtyard, they did not have a full-fledged Erev, because the person from the outer courtyard did not go ahead and make the Erev, and he was only being mevatel drushus in the inner courtyard, not in the outer courtyard, as the Gemara will later explain. So now the Gemara explains these four cases that Rava spoke about, which again, which is his opinion, his approach in Shmuel's halacha, that although Abaye said that when it's one within the other, then you always are allowed to do the halacha of bittel. Rava gave us four types of cases of one courtyard within the other. Three of them he said bittel would not work, and only the fourth and final case is where he told us that their bittel would work. So the Gemara explains all four cases. We said, Nosnu Eruvin Bechitzayna. This was the first case, which had, there was basically two different cases, which each case having two cases. Either that they put the Erev in the outer courtyard, depending now if the, who's the one that forgot, the one from the inner or the outer courtyard. And then the second type of case was when they put the Erev in the inner courtyard, again, depending if the inner one or the outer one is the one that forgot to join together with that Erev. So the Gemara says, Nosnu Eruvin Bechitzayna. If let's say they put their Erev in the outer courtyard, Veshachach Echad, and one person forgot to join together. And that we said, now, whether it's from the one from the inner courtyard or that one person was from the outer courtyard and did not join together, that is what we had said, Shtian, the stewards, both of them are going to be asim. So now the Gemara explains, why is it that this case, bittel wouldn't work? Why shouldn't it work? Why can't it just be mebazel rishos? And everything is fine and dandy because everybody else did go ahead and join in the air. So he explains, and he goes and he tackles the first case. Hi bar panimis, this person from the inner courtyard that he forgot and did not join in the air. Leman nevatel. To whom is it being mevatel as rishus to? Saying, I don't have a right of way in your area, that it shouldn't be a problem. If you're going to say levatel levanei panimis, that he should go ahead and mevatel his right of way to the people from the inner courtyard, which is the rishus of his chatzar, and therefore the ones from the inner courtyard, at least that much, that they should be permitted, and that the ones in the outer ones should be usher because of the right of way that he has going through their area in the outer courtyard, but at least let the people of the inner courtyard be permitted because he forgot to join the Erev. And therefore, in his own courtyard, let him be mevatel. But again, the people from the outer one, he'll still have the right of way and make it forbidden because he did not join the Erev. And that, the problem is, Lesi l'revayu gabayu. The Erev is not by the inner courtyard. It's only by the outer courtyard. And that, because that was the first case we spoke about. And therefore, when they're going to cede, when they're going to remove themselves from the outer courtyard, they're going to be left without an Erev, and therefore, then they're going to be totally usher one on the other anyway, because they don't have an Erev, because none of the people in the inner courtyard have their own Erev. It's only with the outer one. So you can't just be mevatel yerushus to the inner courtyard and let the people from the outer courtyard be out to dry, because even if you want to help the people from your own chatzar, it's not going to help, because the people in the outer courtyard have the right of way in the inner one, and that's where the Erev is anyway in the outer one. So that wouldn't help. So then you're going to say, so levatel, let him also be mevatel his right of way, lebnei chitzayna, also to those in the outer courtyard, which is what we're trying to say is fine. You're right, you cannot just be mevatel to the one and the inner one. But let him be mevatel totally from everything that he has, from the inner one, from the outer one, then everyone's going to be mutter, it's going to be shalom al yisrael, because he's not making a problem for anybody. However, on that the Gemara says, which is, this is based on Rav's interpretation in Shmuel, Ein bittel rishus mechatz lechatzer. However, you cannot do bittel rishus from one courtyard to another. In other words, someone from one courtyard cannot be mevatel his rishus to a person from a different courtyard, according to the opinion of Shmuel, how Rava interprets the halacha of Shmuel, not like Abaya. And that is in spite of the fact that he's going to make it forbidden on them. And therefore, this was the case that we said is how Rava understands Shmuel, that even though it's Zelef Nemizeh, but since it's different chatzeres, one chatzer, a person from one chatzer cannot mevatel his rishus to a person, to an element that's in another chatzer, and therefore, since this would be the case that would only allow him to do the bittel, to at least help on some level, if he's mevatel his right away in a different chatzer, that cannot work, and therefore, that understands case number one, that bittel would not work over there. Now, regarding that same case, which is that the one that they had placed the Erev in the outer courtyard, that someone forgot to join in it. So the other type of case was that who was the one that forgot? Was a person from the outer courtyard. So now he explains that case too, that there he also said that bittel would not work. Hai bar chitzayna, regarding this person from the outer courtyard, that he forgot to join into the Erev. Now, leman nevatel, that you want to propose that he could do bittel rishus, like Abaye holds, says, who is he going to be mevatel his rishus to? If you're going to say levatel bnei chitzayna, that at least let him correct the people from his immediate chatzar, let him levatel his rishus to the outer courtyard people. But ikka panimis to asralai, that wouldn't work because you have the people from the inner courtyard that make it forbidden to the outer ones because we view them also as part of it. And that is because we consider the people from the inner courtyard as the concept of regal hasur bim kaima, that since the people from the inner courtyard have no right, they don't have any of their own immediate area, because you're separating them now from the other areas, because he's not doing his bittul to them. And since they don't have the Erev by them, because the Erev, again, is talking about the case when they had the Erev in the outer courtyard, so therefore they're considered Asur Bim Kaima, so then they make it Asur even Shalai Bim Kaima in the outer courtyard. So that won't go ahead and help, because although what you're trying to take care of is for the outer courtyard people by being Vatr Shus to them, but you have the inner courtyard people that now that the Erev is only in the outer one, they don't have it there, and now they're Asur even Shalai, even Bim Kaima, again, because this person did not join with them. And we have the Erev, is everyone connected, and now therefore, so they're Asa Bim Kaima, and now they're going to Asa even Shalei Bim Kaima, because that's their right of way, which that is the halacha. So you can't do just that. So then the Gemara proposes, so Levatel of Nepanimus, so let him also be Mevatel, this person that forgot to make the Erev from the outer courtyard. Not only to Mevatel Zirshus, to the people from the outer courtyard, but even to the people from the inner courtyard, and just let him be done with it, and he's not going to pose a problem with anyone. But this is what we had said, Ein Bitzel Rishus Michotz Lechatzer, that a person cannot be mevatel his right of way that he has in his, if he's from one chatzar, for the right of way he has in another chatzar. That is how Rav understands the principle of Shmuel, that ein mevatel rishus michatz lechatzar. It doesn't mean that regarding two different chatzars, it means my right of way in another area, and therefore, since ultimately that's what it's coming down to, that me in the outer courtyard that I forgot to join together, I want to be mevatel my right of way that I have in the inner one. That I can't do, because that's considered mechatz lechatz, and that is where Shmuel said, at least according to Rava, that you can't be mevatel rishus mechatz lechatz. Now we move on to the third case, which is regarding nas neiruvin bepenimus. We said, let's say if the air was put not in the outer courtyard but in the inner courtyard, and now v'shachar echad mina penimus v'le'iriv. And now who is the one that forgot? It was someone from the inner courtyard, and he did not make an air. And that we said, Shtei Anasurs, there again, both are going to be Asur. Bittul is not going to work. As the Gemara explains, Hai Bar Panimis Laman Levatel. This person from the inner courtyard, to whom is he going to be Mevatel Zirshus? If you're going to say Levatel Bnei Panimis, that let him at least be Mevatel Zirshus to inner courtyard, at least not that both should be Asur, at least let the inner courtyard people be Mutter. But Ekechitzayna to Asur Alayur. But you have the people from the outer courtyard, they make it Asur to them because the Erev that they had made gave the outer courtyard a right of way in the inner one. So they are considered as all constituents in one area, including the inner courtyard. And therefore, it's not going to help to be mevatel yerushus just to the inner courtyard, because the outer people are considered living here also. And if you're not being mevatel yerushus to them, it's not going to help. So that's not going to be enough. Then you're going to say, levatel of nechitzayne, so then also be mevatel yerushus not only to the inner courtyard, but even to the outer courtyard, just be done with. However, ein bittel rishus mechatz lechatz. That was the concept that we said, that it doesn't help to do bittel of your right of way from a person from this courtyard to a person from another courtyard. And therefore, since the inner courtyard people are forbidden, because of we have this person that cannot do bittel, so therefore the outer courtyard is also going to be asur. Why is that? Because of the concept of regal ha'asur bim kaima, because now since the inner courtyard people are stuck, they can't carry over there, they're also asur shalei bim kaima, they also asur in the outer courtyard where they have the right of way to. And also because the Erev is not by the outer courtyard people. In other words, even without that idea, the outer courtyard people would not be able to carry in their own chatzar in the outer one, because where is the Erev? Where is their joint combination of the outer courtyard? It's in the inner courtyard. Now, that doesn't work, because they can't be considered as if they're dwelling there together as an Erev, because they have someone from there that forgot to go ahead and make an Erev, and Bittul doesn't work with the outer people. So again, so it doesn't start in Shteim, our stewards. These are the three cases where Shmuel says that he disagrees, that Rabbi says he disagrees with Abaye, how Shmuel would hold, that even though it's chatzar zulif namizu, it would still be the halacha of Emevat. However, continue on the top of Samach Zayin and Aleph, where now we get to the fourth case, which is the second half of the second case, where Shachach Echad Menachit Zayin Nebulei Erev. Again, we're talking about where you put the Erev in the inner courtyard. And who's the one that forgot? Someone from the outer courtyard. He did not go ahead and join with the Erev. This Rava says, this is where Shmuel would agree that Vade Penimus Metes, that definitely here the inner courtyard would be permitted. And that is, we say that the people from the outer courtyard, this person that forgot to join together, he could be mevatel his rishus to the inner courtyard. And that is, we say that right of way that he had through the Erev is not considered. As the Gemara says, we say close the door and use your area. So therefore, we consider the inner courtyard locked off from the outer one. We don't reckon the right of way that the one from the outer one that forgot to join together with the Erev has on the inner one. So therefore, the inner one's a mutter, but b'chitzayin asur, the outer courtyard people will retain their iser. And the explanation for this is, why this case, Rabbi says that Shmuel would agree, is because the inner courtyard people tell the outer courtyard people, said, I only join together with you, in other words, to make ourselves one big rishus, just to make me better, not to make me worse, as the Gemara later on, the end of Perek, will explain. And therefore here, where you're not making it any better, in other words, I always had my area, you always were on the outside, you never came here, you only considered coming here because we joined in one big Erev. Now that the Erev is not working, to the contrary, you're making me usher even my own place, then forget about it, the deal is off, we're not joined together, I'm my own area, you're your own area, make believe the Erev never started, and therefore, we don't view the right of way that the outer people have in the inner type of people, and that is what's based, and that their bittul would work. We would say that we have no right of way, we're considered separate than you. So Rashi explains that this, that we even needed to come on to bittul in this type of case, is that Rava was explaining his halacha according to the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Because if it was going like the opinion of the Rabbanan, even without bittul, we would say that this would be the halacha for the inner courtyard, that we would say the concept of Erev would be uprooted because it would be ruining it for the middle people. And as we'll find that their opinion is that when it's just making the other people lose for no good reason, we say, we don't consider it to be that you have a right of way whatsoever. But according to Rabbi Kiva, he says that no, you have to come on to bittul, and that's who Rava was going on. However, if it was, as the third case was, that someone from the inner courtyard had forgotten, then we can't say this idea that the person should be mevatel from the inner courtyard and say we're just locking the door and we're going to use our area. Because there you can't say that I only joined together with you to make it better, not to make it worse. Because who in that case, when it's someone from the inner courtyard that forgot to join together and made it bad, that was not someone from the outer courtyard. It was someone from the inner courtyard, so we can't say that it's your fault, so to speak, that's causing this whole problem. It was only caused from one of ours. When it's one of ours, we can't say that, and therefore then it would be a case of shtei masurim. But ultimately, in this fourth case, this machlik is between Abai and Rava, that Rava's opinion in Shmuel is that even when you have one within the other, we're going to have three cases that will not work. Because again, you cannot have someone giving up his right of way, as Rava showed us, that those cases would require from someone from one courtyard giving up his right of way in the other courtyard that we had joined together in the Erev, that you cannot do. But regarding the fourth case where you could say, look, I don't want the Erev whatsoever. I don't want it. We only join together and make it better, and now you're making it worse, which would be the case of when the Erev was in the inner courtyard, and the one who forgot was someone from the outer courtyard. In such a case, we say that then the outer courtyard people, you're keeping to yourself. We're closing our door. We're staying in our inner courtyard. You're always as you always were, that without having a right of way over here, because we consider the Erev is not here, and there'd be mevatel that right of way. That would work, that the inner courtyard people could carry over there, and the people of the outer courtyard cannot carry in the inner courtyard, that they are not considered as if they have an Erev, again, because their own Erev is now in the inner courtyard, not in the outer courtyard, so they can't even carry even their own outer courtyard.